It's a dirt and gravel road through fields of green onto the Hokunui property up Piholo. That's upcountry a bit from Makawao town on Maui. Hokunui is planning homes, forestry, ag lots, and a cultural center on the 258-acre property.
We are in a place called Kapu'au, right in the center of the Hokunui property, which is part of the Hamakua Poko Moku, part of the Makawao Apua'a.
Kumuhula Keli'irai Shell is there to ensure the Hokunui project develops with Hawaiian values and culture. He surveys the ridge where his halau ke ala oka maile will soon build their new home.
Recognizing a sense of place, reestablishing connection with the various winds and rains that are kama'aina to this place, which is hilly, which is not too cold, not too hot, not too rainy, except for today.
The rain was our companion this day as we sat around a table in the airy greenhouse with beds of native plant seedlings all around us. A rare chance to chat. Also with Koa Heva Heva, the forestry manager here at Hokunui. His is a Hawaiian approach to the land.
And I like what Pakeli told me before, normalizing poko. That's a big component that is missing from the farming, from a lot of the things that we do, whether it's construction, hospitality industry, whether it's farming.
Protocol, Rachel says, is basically about connecting. We launched into a rain-drenched discussion about protocol. Why, when, where, who? Hikers? Rachel recommends saying something when you enter the forest.
Greet the forest. Say, hi, hey, how's it? This me. You know, I'm just one little speck in this huge universe of specks.
I say as much as you can, try and stay out of the forest. You know, like, you gotta be really cautious. You know, whatever happens up Mauka always affects everything below it.
You know, for us, we don't go over there unless we have a purpose.
Yeah, purpose. That's the one.
Yeah. I see the attraction. There's a human basic necessity to reconnect to the elements. So, you know, you got to shift your thinking because I understand the need for people to go into the elements. For some people, it's the ocean, you know, that they feel better. For some people, it's the forest, you know, when they go inside, that they feel like they're part of something bigger, although they cannot articulate it. Mm-hmm. But you have to be careful not to become myopic about it in the sense that, you know, I'm only doing this to re-energize my battery. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. The ocean would re-energize you and you feel all reborn. Okay, so what you're going to do in return?
Yep.
Yeah. Protocol.
Yeah. It's a type of protocol, I think. So what you going to do? And so I remember Uncle Harry Mitchell saying that, you know, he used to make fun of people. And I'm guilty of this.
Check the extended interview online for one Hawaiian perspective on sunbathing. Meanwhile, Friday, Raichel's prototype for how Hawaii's hula halau could grow roots and expand their cultural influence. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.